Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your real estate update for February 29th, 2024. Dodged a bullet today, guys. We're going to go over what the PCE, the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve watches. We're going to go over that here in 1 second. But you're seeing right now, mortgage rates yesterday were completely flat, waiting for this data. So this is the one area that I wasn't quite sure how this number was going to come in, because I figured, you know, if this number was going to go up, or if the number was higher than expected, we'd see basically the markets just crash, the stock market, and then we see mortgage rates spike as well. So this number, they came in exactly as expected, but I want to show you something this morning. We do something a little bit different. Let me show you the data that comes from CNBC. It's Rick Santelli. Let's show how he explains all this. Then as soon as he's done, it's about a 2 minute clip. As soon as he's done, I want to put it basically in plain English for you guys what in the heck he's talking about. So let's get over to CNBC and see what Rick Santelli has for us today. Take it over, Rick.
Rick Santelli is standing by at the CME in Chicago. Rick, take it away.
Yes, well, jobless claims 215,000, higher than expected. 215,000 is the loftiest level going back to the beginning of February. On continuing claims, 1,905,000. And we finally crossed over 1.9 million. That's the highest read since the third week in November. Now the money numbers. Personal income for January, up 1%. Up 1%. And you know what's fascinating here? Last January, guess what? We started out up 1%. And last January, that was the highest level going all the way back to July of 21. So we're equaling January. This number, once again, could take you back to July of 21. That is a whopper of a spending jump, or income jump, excuse me, on spending up 0.2, exactly as expected. Real spending goes negative when adjusted for inflation. That's down 0.1%, and down 0.1% equals what we had in August of last year. To find a lower number, you have to go to March of 2023. Now, let's get into it. The deflator, personal consumption deflator, month over month, up 0.3%, exactly as expected. In the rearview mirror, 0.2 becomes 0.1. Now, on the 0.3 side, that's the highest level since September of last year. Something to pay attention to. Now, let's go back to the deflator, but this time the core, okay? And let's go, let's go year over year on the deflator, and that's going to be up 2.4%, exactly as expected. 2.6 in the rearview mirror, so making very good progress. This is the lowest level since February of 21. Now, month over month, core deflator up 0.4%, exactly as expected. And 0.4%, though, follows up 0.1%. So up 0.4% is the warmest number going all the way back to January of last year. If you round it to half, if you round it to 0.36 up to 4%, that would be February of last year, because we take these things out a couple of digits. And finally, year-over-year core deflator, in my opinion, one of the more important numbers, 2.8 last, what we expected, 2.9 last time, so we've made progress. Now, here's something interesting. This is my favorite calculation. This is now the 12th consecutive month that this has moved lower than the previous month, and that is indeed a very good thing, of course. Now, 2.8% is good, but consider this. Pre-COVID in March of 2020, this was 1.5%, just to give some context.
So let's put all this in the context. Basically, what he said is, let's get over to the economic calendar so I can make this make sense. But the headline news right now is key. Federal inflation measures rose 0.4%. Right in line with expectations, as well as the 2.8 year-over-year gain. So basically, let's go over to the economic calendar. Let me explain this to you. Basically, what he's saying is the PCE number, the inflation number that the Federal Reserve puts the most weight in, that's what they're monitoring. It came in right in line with expectations. If it was a tenth higher, it would be dismal for the markets. If it was a tenth better, it would have been fantastic for the markets. But I love the stability behind here right now. So basically what he's saying is the core PCE year over year, last reading was 2.9. It came in at 2.8, so a tenth better. But it was right in line with expectations. This is the number one gauge, folks, that the Federal Reserve monitors. Core PCE month over month, Last reading was 0.1, but everybody in The Economist expected it to go up 0.4. It ran in right in line with that. Now you have initial jobless claims a little bit hotter than expected, and continued claims, the people that continued to claim on here. Let's go over to this number because it shows us a little more detail. You see right here, continued jobless claims spiked up to 1.9 million people. That's a lot of people on unemployment. So basically, this was good news, I guess, for the markets because it's good news for the Federal Reserve. It's saying, okay, inflation is halted. In some cases, it's going down maybe a tenth of a percent. That's what we were looking for. But right now, we're seeing basically the bond market, the MBS market is kind of liking this data a little bit. So you see right here, it's up 6 basis points. So where are we right now? So if you're a follower of my channel, let's get back to what we usually talk about on a daily basis. We go over, these are the top 6 products people use when they're buying their first house. These are the mortgage rates, okay? These are published by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. They survey lenders all over the country and they ask them this question. If you had somebody looking to buy their first house, it was a single family home and they were gonna live there, and they had a 780 credit score putting down 25%, that would be their rates, okay? Today's economic calendar and economic news is basically gonna make these rates completely flat. I'm so glad because I didn't want rates to go back to 8% again. So right now, the economy's starting to cool. The numbers are consistently showing that they're continuing to cool, and the Federal Reserve sitting back saying, okay, we're just waiting a little more data out there to see, you know, when we might be able to possibly cut rates. So basically on all this data that Rick Santelli just went through, it was inflation, basically saying we're either right in line with expectations or just a little bit of a dip. So that's basically putting what he said into common term language. So again, let's get over to where the bond market is taking us. What we follow here on our channel is we're trying to figure out what the heck's going on with mortgage. Okay, so how do we do that? Do we watch what the Fed's doing? Do we watch what, you know, the stock market's doing? No. Do we watch the 10-year Treasury? No. What we watch is the MBS. What the MBS is, it's a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. That's yield is the biggest component of it. Okay, so what we follow right here is right through this and this. Okay, all you need to know about bonds, any kind of bonds, especially mortgage bonds, if the price goes up, which you're seeing right here, it's up 6 ticks, that means rates or yields are going to come down. So we love when the number goes up, but it's the opposite the other way. If the price goes down, that means rates are going up. So you really have to pay attention to what's going on with the mortgage-backed security bond. And that's what we do here on a daily basis. So that is our report today. So the good news is the inflation numbers are starting to ease. They're basically staying steady and easing a little bit. And that's great news for home buyers because mortgage rates are going to stay steady. At least you know what you're getting into because in an environment where rates are changing daily, maybe like a quarter of a percent, it's really hard to gauge. It's really hard on your end to figure out, can you buy a house? But if you're out there and you're really trying to contemplate, you know, should I buy a house in this market? Are the numbers there? Can I qualify? We'd love to help you. So my name is Dan Frio. I do this report on a daily basis. Who am I? What do I do? Well, I'm a federally licensed mortgage advisor. I can help you anywhere in the whole country, all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you navigate it. What I always tell people on a daily basis is if you're looking to buy a house this year, God bless you. But we're here to assist you. Okay, we're not here to talk into it or do anything else. We're basically here to assist you once you decide you would like to purchase a home. So what do you do? Well, there's 3 ways. You can go to do me a favor and just go right up at therateupdate.com. That's our website. You can click the apply now button. What it's going to do is it's going to set you off on a series of things. You're going to fill out a mini application, and then we're going to set up a consultation call with you because you're probably going to have some questions, and we're probably going to have some questions for you as well. You can do that. Or on the website, if you just want to go in and you're like, hey, Dan, can I call you guys? Can I email you? Well, absolutely you can. Just go to the bottom of our website and it'll be right through here. Give us a call, 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-5626. Or you can even email me right here, dan@therateupdate.com. And yes, it will be me answering your questions. So thanks so much for watching, guys, today. God bless. If you haven't subscribed yet, please don't forget to. It's right there down at the corner. Subscribe so you get an alert every time I post a video. For watching, God bless. Have a fantastic day. See you tomorrow.